Hi, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, season 4, episode 17.
Ooh.
God, this season's so long.
they go on forever.
I know. But that's okay because we're here forever, that means. So deal with it. Check us out on the A&M Podcast Network. We have this podcast. We have Summer is Fun, a Summer House podcast. And we have One Season Wonders. Please be sure to rate, review, subscribe. We have nothing new. People clearly hate this podcast a lot more than our Summer House one. So if you somehow like this podcast, can you leave a good review?
Okay. We have overcome our audio issues of season 8 that we did a long time ago. Yeah,
that was
a lot.
That was excessive, the amount of people that gave us a review about
it. Baby podcast hosts here from 2 years ago got it together.
Listen, it was in person. This pandemic hit us all hard, okay? also, join our Facebook group, same name as the podcast. Meredith tries to get discussions, and actually, some people have been joining. So, Meredith, don't give up. There might be someone in there that will respond.
I will try.
And then follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta and join us on patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Let me tell you what you can get. For $1 a month, you get access to all of our fun pre-shows where you can get to know us a little bit better. And you get access to any episodes we record early, including this one. I am notorious for getting everything wrong, but I'm assuming this podcast will come out in early fall, if not late fall.
Oh my God, no.
We don't know. It's 17. We just started releasing season 4, I feel like.
Yeah, but not the fall. I don't think
17
so.
See, I don't give a fuck then. I don't care. You know what? It'll come out when it comes Mine's out. But hard. It was recorded right. Way earlier.
You're right. You're dragging me down with you now.
I'm right.
No, I don't think you're right. But 17 weeks is a right thing to say. I think we'll be in this. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It does matter though. Anyway, so just if you wanted to listen to this sooner, it's on our Patreon. For $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus you get access to our after shows where we're going to discuss Vanderpump/Bravo news because we do these podcasts spoiler free when we go back and watch old seasons, which this is. And I have a lot of thoughts on Vanderpump cast right now that will be discussed in our after show.
Me too.
Ooh, better join. And then also we'll say your name on the podcast. So thank you to Kristen A, Dustin, Jackie, Kimberly, Cameron, Tiffany, Tracy, Gina, Jennifer, Kelsey, Mariah, and Sarah.
Yeah.
And then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus for live shows, you get to give us your thoughts on the episode. And for One Season Wonders, since those will never be live again because they were canceled after one season. But
mwah, chef's kiss.
Such good shows.
Such good TV. It could only have one season.
It was too exciting. We had to cancel. They gave it, actually, that means that the people on the show gave it everything they had that they didn't need a second season. We got everything in one.
All the taglines for One Season Wonders.
Amazing. Someone complimented us on Bush Family Brood, so go listen to One Season Wonders. It's not bad, I promise.
It'll be the best, like, 30-minute episodes of your entire life.
They're the best. And then also we pick a patron of the episode. God, I have no idea who the last person I picked was. So I'm just going to start from the top and see if I remember to do this next time we record. So our patron of the episode is Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
That makes it sound so sad.
Chris doesn't watch this show. I feel like Chris would have a lot of great input if he did.
You know, like, when we do that happy hour, we've talked about many of times. Yes. I'll make sure it's a week when I'm with him and we'll come live from St. Louis.
We also love a supportive parent because neither one of my parents give us any money to the podcast because they still think this is a ridiculous use of my time.
I mean, they're not wrong.
They're literally like, I'm like, oh, I got to go do my podcast. They're like, what? do your, and I'm like, yes. So bad. It's just so shamed in my family. I think if it was about something important, like
you're telling me Vanderpump Rules isn't important.
If it was important to them, like if I was giving out advice or like helping people, I'm helping people not be bored, which I guess is important, but you know.
Dead.
Okay, yay. So let's get into this episode. Oh wait, Meredith, are you mixing it up? I'm not.
I'm not. Great. I was going to, but
I drank last night. It was too much for me. I drank one big glass of wine, so I'm old. So previously on Vanderpump Rules, oh, I'm going to be really honest. I have forgotten all of this. I watched this episode like over a week ago. So
cancel on Alicia last time we were supposed to record.
Oh, I have no idea what happened. Okay, so previously, James is on a path of self-destruction. Sheena's trying to control Shay's drinking. Oh, I remember that. But Shay's drinking because of Sheena. Schwartz invited Stassi to his engagement party, but we'll see if she actually can come. Brittany's getting a boob job that Jax wants. Sheena feels like Ariana sucks and Ariana doesn't care. Jax got arrested for stealing a pair of sunglasses. And also he's the number one guy in the group.
Oh, good God.
I'm the number one guy in the group.
Stop trying to act like you're the number one guy in the group. I'm the number one guy in the group.
It's so amazing. It lives in my head rent-free forever. Okay, so we open up with Katie, Sheena, and Ariana. They're drinking champagne and lingerie shopping. It's been hard for Sheena to not have her best friend Ariana because of all the Shay stuff, probably because Ariana's been the only one that's consistently been there for her.
Yes. Crazy how that works when you're not nice to your best friend and she's no longer the supportive person you really enjoy having in your life.
It's also really crazy how Sheena misses Ariana because now Sheena's not benefiting.
Yes.
Like it's, she doesn't transactional miss Ariana. She misses her cuz.
Yeah, you're right. It's a transactional relationship right there.
But Sheena feels like, okay, so they're trying on lingerie. I get Ariana is uncomfortable because everything she tried on was kind of fugly. So she's obviously complaining about it, but Sheena's just like, oh, she's bitching about everything.
And it's like, no, she's bitching about herself.
Yeah. If you listen, she was like, oh, my thighs don't look good in this. Mm-hmm. Or like, oh, I don't like how this looks on me. Someone should have hyped her up.
That's a real friend would be like, no, you look fabulous. Like, and then like pointed out something great or like that color looks so great on you.
Yes. Nothing.
I would have a hard time trying on lingerie in front of all my friends. I'd be like, I just hate myself.
I would too. 100%. And Ariana feels like Sheena is sweeping their issues under the rug. But you know what? We're going to get through this. They spend $100 on lingerie for their men. That's one shift at Sir, I guess. Good and job. Hopefully this helps Katie and Tom have sex finally, which they haven't done since again, the engagement.
Still the storyline is my not God, sex.
They can bust it out in 2 minutes. Come on.
Seriously. I feel like they just need to do it to get over it.
Honestly, at this point, if I was Katie, I'd be like, Tom, get hard. You got 5 minutes.
I gotta go to work. Yeah, let's just move on.
My God. So Stassi is trying to claw her way back into the group. Katie's not there yet. But here's the thing: their friend Rachel, you know, Kristen's comedic friend, is gonna have a house party in Palm Springs, and Kristen invited Katie and Sheena, and she also invited Stassi.
Ooh.
So the party's really begun because now we don't know. That could be where Katie and Stassi come head to head, but Katie's not ready for that.
No, and this is tough where your friend invites someone you don't want to spend time with. It's not like you just like don't like the person. It's like has happened. This will make the entire weekend uncomfortable.
Like, I think like a dinner, mm-hmm. like a public dinner, fine. But a house weekend party, yes. Like that's
you're Palm going on Springs. Vacation together.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. Katie does feel bad. She really laid into Schwartz for inviting Stassi to the engagement party. And Ariana's like, yes, Sandoval really tried to talk to Schwartz, but Jax kept trying to interrupt, saying he's the number one guy in the group.
It's So I'm like, yep, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. And then Sheena's like, oh, I heard from Jax that you and Sandoval were upset because Sandoval wasn't talking about his band.
Can you imagine saying that sentence out loud? No. Seriously?
No, no, never. Because then Ariana's like, why? I don't want to fucking talk about his band.
Yeah, she's like, I don't even want to talk about his band. Are you kidding me?
And then she's like, of course Jax would say that. And then I love when people use fool to insult someone. And Ariana calls Jax a fucking fool, which is my favorite insult.
Oh my God. I can't. Because what's so sad is I think Jax believes it.
I do too. I think he's delusional.
I think he heard that one comment where Sandoval was trying to make an analogy, which it is annoying that he uses his own band.
It was a bad analogy. Still,
like that is, if I were to take anything away from the conversation, I would not. I've been like, ugh, Sandoval had to drop in there a moment about his band, but that's about it.
Yeah, he wasn't like, Jax, we must talk about my band.
Yeah, like, stop talking about how you're the number one guy in the group. Let's talk about my band.
I don't understand. So that's the end of lingerie shopping. We go to the studio with Max and James. James is working on a CD, 10 songs composed, written, and produced by James Kennedy, because he's the white fucking Kanye West. This didn't age great. The Kanye West... very controversial.
Going through sometimes.
He, back in, I don't know, the early 2000s, musical genius. Now, and as like a person, just messy.
You know what? He hates, I'm a person who watches the Kardashians on Hulu. He does not like being called a rapper. He is so much more than that, he says.
Oh,
well, he's like a clothing designer now. He was a stylist.
Oh my God. So. I mean, Kim Kardashian's new look, I think, is solely because of Kanye. But I think that bitch, she made way more money on it off of it than Kanye ever could. Whatever. Fucking both. I don't know.
But you know what? Care.
James,
for
great.
This moment in time, musical. I'm like, you know what, James, if you want to compare great. Yourself to Kanye, sure.
There we go. Lisa's here. James is also going to make music that embodies the vibe of Pump and put that on a Pump CD. So that's fun.
Listen, Lisa will monetize anything, and literally I appreciate anything. The hustle.
Literally anything. So Lala and James are also going to make a song. It won't be on the album because things are complicated, because James yelled at Lala last time he saw her. And now he's saying he misses Kristen.
I just can't.
Which we all agree sounds nuts. Like, yeah. Even Max is like, sorry, ew. What?
Yeah.
And Lisa thinks that James needs to give up Kristen and drinking.
It's all toxic.
Yeah.
Here's the bubble of toxicity, and it has a Kristen face plus alcohol bottle.
Literally, Jay, this is not, as soon as he's like, I miss Kristen, I was like, oh, I hate where this is going.
This is where you can see you need to do some self-work, James. You're just lonely. It's not Kristen, you're lonely.
Yeah, he's just lonely. Okay, so now we're at Dr. Tadoff. I think that's what it is, but it's basically.
I just got that. I don't know why, but I thought you were about to start talking about the boob job, and I'm like, why would
no? I think the place is called Tat Off.
Love it.
Because
can you imagine if a doctor changed their name to Tat Off?
Honestly, that's like kind of genius. Monetize anything. Okay, but we are here with Sandoval and Schwartz because Sandoval is going to get rid of his bacon ass tattoo. Schwartz is sad. He wants him to be his tattoo brother because, you know, they both got those ass tattoos long ago. But Ariana is like, absolutely not. I hate this fucking tattoo. So
what would you do? This looked like a lot of pain for such a little reward. Nobody sees it.
Which tattoo do I have? Do I have Schwartz or Sandoval's?
Oh, you have the bacon, of course.
I would be like, you should. I wouldn't make him remove it. But every time I saw him naked, I would be like, that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen. Like, I'd be like,
as the person, not that I do have an ass tat, but if I had the ass tat, I'd be like, I'm not getting this off. It's going to be so painful. Cause you have to do like four of those sessions.
Yeah. But the first session, I thought there was a lot removed. It was better than I thought, but yeah. So
my ass hurts just thinking about this.
While they're waiting, Ariana calls Sandoval and lets him know that Jack said they were upset because no one was talking about Sandoval's band. And even Sandoval is like, what? I love Schwartz too. He's like, oh my God, someone said something bad about Sandoval. Not here. Not now.
I can't. The more this story gets told, the funnier I find it.
Sandoval just wanted to talk about his band, and I want to talk about how I'm the number one guy in the group. It didn't go my way.
But he won't tell the it didn't go my way part.
No. Okay. So yeah, then Sandoval gets his ass tattoo removed. No drinking tonight.
Oh, I would need to be hammered to get a tattoo on and hammered to get it removed.
Same. I think that's actually recently someone was like, why don't you have any tattoos? And I was like, there's not one thing I love enough that I want to put on my body. Cause knowing me, I'd regret it the next day. Like I'd be like, oh, this is bad.
I'd be like, I think it was Phoebe on Friends where she literally just got a dot and she was like, that's enough. I'm done. Yeah,
I'm done. Okay. So Kristen's apartment, Stassi and Kristen sitting and drinking, doing my two favorite things. Kristen wants Stassi to stay here forever. And Stassi's really good at squatting in Kristen's apartment. So we'll see.
Match me in heaven.
Rachel, the comedian, she is getting Kristen into comedy because Kristen usually does dramatic roles. Remember when she got slapped by her mom in that one reel that we had to watch?
We got the reel again. It was hilarious.
It was such a bad slap. It's all horrible. It's so
funny how in a group, I feel like just the odds should have been in someone's favor to actually be good at something.
Listen, Sheena was a hustler. She was in a Jonas Brothers music video.
Stop. No.
And she was on The Hills for a little bit, which I know isn't acting, but she was on TV. No. Sheena Shea.
There is no one where I'm like, yeah, that's talent.
No, I'm not saying it's talent. I'm saying she hustled a little bit. Sheena got the most, like, the biggest IMBD page out of all these people.
You ain't wrong. Good point.
Right? So, okay. So, yeah, Kristen's doing comedy. Stassi's like, that's great, but what about my Katie problem? Kristen's like, I told Katie about Palm Springs, but she's not ready to vacation with you. And Stassi's like, oh, I just want Katie to listen. And if that's the end, then that's the end. And Kristen just wants her besties back together so they can all hang out and do best friend things.
There is no way Stassi would let this go if Katie heard her out and was like, yeah, no, we're still not going to be friends.
No, she's only back to eat crow. That's it. That's the only reason.
But she will keep going until Katie is on her side.
Yeah, Katie should really call the police and get her straight.
No, good Lord.
This girl will not stop.
You know what? Speaking of the hustle, you know, Stassi's doing the hustle for the friendship.
This is the hustle. But I mean, if Stassi can forgive Kristen and Tom can forgive Jax, then Katie can forgive Stassi. But I think this is like, there's something way worse about like leaving a friendship. Like obviously Kristen did a shitty ass thing, right? But she still wanted to be friends with Stassi. Like Stassi dropped the friendship. So to me, that's something just like, damn, you dropped me first.
Like 100%. Kristen
did something shitty and then Stassi chose to cut her out for good reason.
Yes. And
I don't know.
It's just difficult because I don't like when people say, well, like, oh, because that person forgave that person, you should forgive me. Like mine wasn't that bad.
Even though these are not related, Kristen slept with my ex-boyfriend and I forgave her. So now you can forgive me for completely dissing you, dropping the friendship and not talking to you and only talking shit about you for the past 4 months.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I mean, no big deal, right?
So now we go to Jax's plastic surgeon's office.
The fact it's like he has one in his back pocket, like a lawyer. He's got two cards in his back pocket, a lawyer and a plastic surgeon.
He should spend more time with the lawyer. Honestly. So first observation, Brittany's wearing a lot of makeup. Let me tell you, when I go to any doctor, I look as natural as possible.
Yeah, but you're not on camera.
That's true. You're right. Jax is not happy right now. Everything's falling apart, including his relationship.
Everybody's like, what the fuck?
I was like, what's happening? Why?
I know. I'm like, wait, did I miss an in that moment, I was like, did I miss an episode?
Did I miss a whole episode? But you know what? It's just because Jax keeps repeating things he says he's not going to do, but does anyway. Like, get arrested, jump into relationships, and argue with friends. And he's been saying this since season one, that he's not going to do any of those things.
I was thinking the same thing.
Also, Meredith, have you ever told yourself, this year, I'm not going to get arrested?
I've never had to say that.
I know.
What?
That's the best. I'm not going to get arrested.
And this makes me feel bad for Brittany that he's lumping her in with all of his bad decisions. Like, she's not a bad decision.
No, but he did jump right into this relationship.
Like, you could say, I just feel like he could talk about it so differently while talking about them all at the same time. Like, listen, I'm just going through a lot right now. Like, we started a new relationship. I got myself into trouble. And then it's like, then it ends.
Listen, I totally agree, but somehow like Brittany's not mad. So like, I can't get mad.
I think she just is so happy to have him.
Weird.
The price of admission for her is anything. She'll literally accept anything.
God.
Even some double D's.
Brittany, stop. So, Brittany just feels sad for him. Jax actually talked to Shay though, and they're going through the same thing. And even Jax knows that the issues between Sheena and Shay are more than just drinking, because Shay's not happy with Sheena, which if anyone with eyes could fucking see this relationship, we would know that. We got that much.
But it's really funny that he's like, oh, we're in the same thing. Shay hates Sheena. I hate you.
We both hate our partners. We're both drinking a lot. And we're both the number one guy in the group.
Well, I'm number one and he's number two.
Shay doesn't have a group. It's just Shay.
He's the number one guy in Sheena and Shay's group.
Yes. Okay, so it's time for Brittany and Jax to talk about boobs, which lightens Jax's mood up because he loves boobs. So him and Brittany go into the room and without supervision, like a doctor. So Jax motorboats the implants and Brittany finds it so cute. Listen, if I'm dating a dude and he motorboats implants that are sitting on the counter, I would literally be like, you need to get out, your child.
Yeah, this is something I feel like you accepted when you were in eighth grade because you just wanted to be cool.
Is this equivalent to writing boobs on your calculator upside down?
Yes,
this is it. This is boobs.
And he's what, 30 plus? He's like
57.
He's pushing 40 at this point.
He's a million. Okay, so Jax, this is what I just said. Jax was in a bad mood, but then he saw boobs, so he's in a good mood. So Brittany wants to be a full C, and she shows the picture to the doctor. And I think Jax picked out this picture because it's a picture of Peter's girlfriend, Sarah. And the doctor's he's like
the one on the left. Sarah's the one on the left.
It's not Brittany. Brittany's got that flat fucking chest. It's the girl on the left. And the doctor's even like, that's a D. That's not like a full C. And Jax is like, then we should get the D because I'm paying my money, my choice.
This
was early, like anti my body, my choice.
And like,
this is what that is.
And like nowadays, a lot of people are finding out like how bad implants can be. It's like wild to watch this back and be like, wow, how hard we're pushing for massive boobs.
I always wondered, right? Okay. So you get boobs implants. What if you gain a lot of weight and your boobs like naturally get better, bigger? Do the implants like go with that? And so then you just have like ginormous boobs.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's basically like adding a bunch of fat into your boobs. So if you add more fat,
oh my
God. That's how I want you to think about it. I mean, there's just literally like sacks of silicone in your body.
And then that's why
they rupture, like, and there's silicone all over your body.
There was a girl on MTV's The Challenge one time that fell into water and she literally comes out and goes, I think I popped my fucking implant. And that's when I learned that can happen. Maybe 12. And I was like, I'm never getting a boob job because knowing my luck, it would erupt.
And we have big boobs. So it's like, I want it to go down, if anything.
Yeah, if anything.
My back hurts reduction. Just talking about
my
this.
My back always boobs are painful.
Oh, I feel okay. Like talking about it makes me think about how Matt, like,
I know, I'm like, all the things. I'm like hunched over right now. I'm like fixing my bra right now. Oh. Okay. We go from like 12-year-old girls to 80-year-old men grunting.
We flip that switch real fast though.
Okay, should we go to my favorite couple? Should we do it? It's Sheena and Shay. We're at their apartment.
We're the number one girl and the number one guy in their own group.
Love it. So Salem the cat scratched the fuck out of Sheena. She's probably nagging his ass too. Oh, this is what Shay wishes he could do.
All I want to say is I dislike cats and this is not making me like them anymore.
I don't dislike cats.
Okay, I'm allergic, so I feel like I get a pass. Oh yeah, everyone. You get a pass. Don't come.
And Meredith understands this. I'm kind of like not an animal person.
Oh, we are not animal people.
We're not animal people. We've discussed this before, but I feel equal to cats and dogs. I don't want either.
I feel equal of nothing to both.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So let's have a conversation about Shay's drinking, because that's all we can talk about.
Hey, I don't know if you guys know, but Shay has a drinking problem.
And Sheena has taken it upon herself.
With Shay's drinking problem.
To solve it by giving him a list of rules that lies somewhere in between. Don't be blacked out, but don't be completely sober.
It's like every day the rules change what language they're in, so I can't figure it out.
Okay, so
we are not drunk, but I love this.
This it's because it's so ridiculous. So when Shay drinks, according to Sheena, he drinks too much, and Sheena doesn't like to be his mother and tell him to stop. And Shay's like, yeah, okay, but you don't like let it go. Like you are my mother. Nag. Yeah, you're. And Sheena's like, yeah, but I'm your wife, so I can. And I'm like, so you can be his mother?
Like, this is like, you know that like recycling circle? It's like Sheena saying she won't nag him into Sheena nagging Shay into Shay being pissed off and drinking into Sheena saying she won't nag Shay.
It's just a constant circle. I took so many notes on this because I was laughing so hard. So Sheena acknowledges that Shay resents her, which I'm like, then shut the fuck up and let him figure this out on his own, yeah. I guess.
So then Shay, like, stop doing what you're doing and try something new, maybe.
Exactly. So we all know that in this relationship, Sheena's the dominant personality, but Shay finally speaks up and he says it bothers him when Sheena mothers him. And that then Sheena's like, yeah, but I don't like having a drunk husband who can't take care of me. And I was like, what?
Wait, what are you taking care of? You're fine.
He should care for himself. And he has always seemed, yeah, like a little tipsy, but not like.
But he doesn't need taking care of is the thing. It's not like she's hammered.
I don't know.
Is the one getting arrested in Hawaii and needs help. Literally. Like, Sheena, what do you need help with? Besides the fact that you're a terrible best friend.
And Sheena is so mad that Shay can't understand this. And to be honest, I also can't understand this.
I can't understand this at all.
But Shay doesn't want to communicate anymore because Sheena's crazy and like won't fucking listen.
It's hilarious that Jax can see that Shay drinks because he's unhappy, but Sheena can't.
Sheena's like, why do you keep drinking? Because I told you to drink. Well, that's not a good enough reason. So Shay expresses to Sheena that she comes off horribly towards him. And Sheena's like, I just want to fix you. And he's like, you can't fix me. And she's like, well, if I can't fix you, then I have no answers. And Shay's like, I'm 30 years old.
Like, let me be.
I just want to, this was it. Shay's 30. He bought a Sega Genesis, which is a video game console. That's who he is. That's who he will be. And it sucks because Sheena didn't want a video game console. So now he's like.
Stop saying console.
Console. Sorry. Yeah. So now.
Like student council over here.
Now that means that Shay hasn't proved himself. Because he bought some video games.
He does. And he says he doesn't have a job. Like he's not providing. I feel like there's just a lot on this. And it's like, okay, Shay, like, I think you need to go to therapy and figure out yourself. Sheena, leave back the fuck off.
Stop making this man drink. Okay.
Maybe they should go back to living in separate households and Shay should go home again.
They should. I think they should start having kids so they can move back home out of LA because Shay hates LA.
Yes.
Don't know why we're fucking here, but he wants to move back home so they can have kids and then they'll be close to their families and their moms will babysit for free and he'll have that support. And he, all he wants to do is be a coach for his children, right? That's all he wants to do.
I love this. I'm like, why aren't we doing this?
He hates LA. And Sheena's like, well, Shay, I clearly didn't marry you for your money. And I was like, what? Ma'am, you just
terrible, like, joke.
Sheena knows how to emasculate anyone.
Oh, absolutely. Women,
men, non-binary. She will fucking kill you with words and act nice about it.
If my husband was like, I'm so unhappy in LA, we should go home, I'd be like, okay, how can we make that happen? Or how can we make you happy here? Or what are we going to do to move home?
How can we compromise? How can we make us both happy?
Like, how can we figure this out? Yeah. Because if you're not happy here, and this is like kind of a toxic city,
then we're not healthy anywhere.
Yes.
I agreed. Yay. So now we're at Tom and Ariana's apartment. Tom's butt hurts. So Ariana kisses it. Kind of her doing because she hates the tattoo, but you know, I get it.
I think he's being sweet for being the person who's kind of forcing that tattoo off.
Yeah. So Jax is here. We're going to do work. We're going to get rid of Sandoval's couch. It's the drive couch.
Oh, if you know, you know. So much history.
It has the curse of Kristen on it. So we got to get, it doesn't want to leave, but we got to get it out. So we get the couch out and then we're all drinking waters. Jax is dying without this water. Ariana brings up what Sheena said about Tom and Ariana and them wanting to talk about the band, because we gotta call Jax out on the bullshit.
Yeah.
And Jax is like, what?
He's like,
exactly what happened.
I swear on my life that's what happened. And again, this is why I'm like,
children,
he legit believes this because he heard one thing about the band. He's like, Tom would not stop talking about the band.
Tom just wants to talk about the band. So they fight. Ariana's unfazed. So it's like Jackson Sandoval yelling and Ariana's sitting there watching how like my upset queen Jax is getting. And so Jax thinks Sandoval is influenced by Ariana because he's not letting this go. And Sandoval is just going off about what a badass friend he is and how Jax and Sheena don't appreciate it. So Jax leaves. And Ariana literally doesn't care about anything.
I appreciate her confronting him, because if you let things fester, like, that's going to eat you alive. So I appreciate her confronting him calmly, like, hey, this is what Sheena said. And if he wants, if Jackson wants to storm off, go for it.
Literally, I thought it was hilarious. So bye, Jax. So now we go back to the boob doctor. Jax is a little scared because he's permanently putting D cups on Brittany. Not because Brittany, like, I hate how he's like, I'm so scared for her life. And it's like, the chances of her dying in this are like very, very slim. I understand it's still surgery.
Also, we're scared about her life. Why would you be forcing her to do this?
Yeah. He's like kind of stressed, but he wants the boobs. So it's kind of like Brittany's life or the boobs. We're going to go with the boobs on this one. Brittany's mom is excited and nervous. Listen, if I was like, mom, some guy in LA is going to buy me a boob job, she'd be like, absolutely not. Pack your bags.
You're like, mom, the guy I just drove across country for 3 months ago is going to buy me boobs. Yay.
My mom would be like, no, come home, please.
My mom would be like, I'm flying out to LA to pick you up and I will drag you home.
Yeah. Do not go to that doctor. So Jax loves plastic surgery. He's going to love those big boobs. So Brittany goes under. I close my eyes for all of the medical stuff. I don't watch medical shows.
Oh, I was so annoyed they included this.
Disgusting. Yeah. Anyway, you know, Jax explains it like no one's ever regretted buying a bigger TV. The same with the boobs.
I don't have to carry the TV with me every day.
Fuck your feelings, Meredith. We want to watch the boobs on your chest. That's what Jax is saying. He sees bigger boobs.
Oh,
get it?
Get it? if my TV fell down off the wall and I was like, oh, let's hang an even bigger one, like, it'll work.
Or bigger. You don't know. So he sees Brittany, calls her Boobs McGee. And Brittany's on her way home. She needs alcohol. Hip hip hooray. She didn't die under the needle. So we're at Sir Peter's here, Lala's here. Peter's super hot. Okay, everyone. Peter's hot.
Here's Alicia fawning over Peter.
I love Peter. So Lala has taken up reading books now because it's amazing what she accomplishes when she's not focused on a skinny DJ.
Yeah, girl. Get after those books. I
got you. Enrich your mind. So did we hear what happened at Pump? Richardson and James got into an altercation. James was drunk. Kristen came in. James confessed his love for Kristen. Kristen obviously did not accept that, and they obviously fought. So Kristen just loves to show up at places she's not welcome to, according to Peter, because Peter, man, does Peter hate Kristen.
I think also, 90% of the Sir life hates Kristen.
She's a detriment to this establishment.
Oh, God.
Okay. James also professes love for Lala. So James is full of love. We don't know who he truly loves. Probably no one. Lisa's here and Peter fills in Lisa, and Lisa already heard about it because James was verbally assaulting Richardson, our poor baby Richardson, who we love here at the podcast.
He deserves more than this.
Literally. But you know, James does that when he drinks. He's a stupid boy. Tell Lisa says it. Stupid boy.
You know what? But so, the one thing we actually have a limit on is disrespecting her staff. Kristen did it with Diana. Suck a dick, Diana.
Oh my God. Get there. What'd you say? It was like, move your ass, Diana. Suck a dick.
Get out of here. Move your ass. Suck a dick.
I love how we got it. It made me so happy.
Beautiful.
Kristen and James are just toxic on their own, let alone together.
Yeah.
But you know, James has to be responsible for his actions. Lisa hasn't talked to Richardson yet, but she will. And she's going to talk to James too, because Richardson's been around this block for years. He's her right-hand man at Pump. So we have Richardson's back. Remember when he came in and taught everyone how to make the pump teeny?
And he wanted to impregnate
Richardson.
Katie.
Yeah, go Richardson. Richardson and Katie could probably have some sex by now.
Yep, we need more Richardson in our life.
Bring back Richardson. Actually, I don't know if this is the last we ever see him, but we need him as a main cast member.
What I know is Bravo, we need more. Whatever the level is, we need more.
Turn it up to 10. Okay, so now we're at Jax's apartment. Jax is helping Brittany go to the bathroom. He kind of helps or sucks at helping, but we're making it through. And then Schwartz and Katie show up. We talk about how we're sad we have boobs and Jax can't put his face in them yet.
Oh my God. I'm like, seriously,
he loves to judge boobs, and Schwartz offers to help judge boobs, but Katie says no. So then we talk about the beach tomorrow. Brittany can't go, but Schwartz and Katie are doing engagement photos, and then we're going to have a party for everyone at the beach.
I love this. How fun.
And Katie's inviting everyone this time, because last time she literally told people they weren't invited.
I love that. She's like, I'm not going to like keep the escalation of uninviting people going, so I'm going to squash it.
It's all bad. Lala,
girly, come to the beach.
Exactly. So Schwartz hates engagement photos, and it really pisses Katie off how much he doesn't want to do them. He's just not that guy, which fuck you. No guy's that guy, but you gotta do him.
What do you mean you're not that guy? You can't stand there and take a photo?
Listen, I'm not that girl, and I'm probably gonna marry someone who's not that guy, and we're still gonna do them.
Which, to jump ahead, now that I see Katie's vision, I'm like, okay, I see how you're not that guy.
Yeah, I'm not that guy.
I bet he would like suck it up and go to a forest and like take some photos of them holding hands and kissing.
No, and we had to
30 minutes later our way through this. We macked our way through all of this. Yeah.
Also, Jax needs to name the boobs. Meredith, have you named your boobs?
Never. I didn't even want to name my car in high school.
Oh, I named my car accidentally usually, but I have not named my boobs. I didn't know.
What was your car's name?
People did this. My high school car was Lucy because it came with that name.
Ew.
And the car-
because it came with that name.
It, it was my aunt's car, and she had named it Lucy, and it got passed down to me. I'm done. And it was an old car, so it fit, because that's an old lady name kind of thing. You know, like, I love Lucy. It was red. It made sense. Okay. And my car now, it's a Chevy Cruze. And my brother watches Chicago Fire, and there's this guy on it called Joe Cruz. So my brother started calling my car Joe Cruz. So now my car is Joe Cruz.
Okay. Those check out.
Kind of funny. Okay. Let's go to the beach. Everyone's here for a party except Courtney, the photographer. She's not allowed to party. Fuck you, nope. Courtney.
You got
to
get these shots that Sandoval does not want.
Schwartz. Sandoval would love this.
Very true. This wrong Tom.
So yeah, Katie's going to do the Sandlot vibe. It's not like one picture. It's a famous photo of CPR, but we're going to do the whole drowning first, which that's the part that sucks.
Drowning in the beach. And here's something I learned when I was in California for a month. That water never gets warm.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah.
And yeah. Like, no, yeah. Watching Schwartz like come out of this water, I'm like, you're probably fucking freezing.
Especially too, since you have like a higher tolerance for cold, I would assume.
Yeah.
Considering Schwartz came from Florida and moved to California. This man has not done a true Midwestern winter. We would do okay in cold, and this is even
cold. Oh, okay, this is cold. But I just like felt for him of being like, I don't want to do this.
So he throws a fit, but guess what? Katie's number one person in this relationship. So guess what we're doing?
Get in the water.
Yeah. He hates cheesiness. So he really half-asses this. You would never believe he's an award-winning master.
I know. I love Katie's like, you're literally an actor and a model for a living. Like, get it together.
Yeah, Lou, not that hard to pretend.
This is the acting job of your life. But they came out pretty good. I think honestly, were
super cute.
Him being unhappy is what made them good.
Yeah, because no one's happy to drown. So can you imagine him drowning with a big smile on his face?
If he was trying, I think that's what he would have done.
Yeah, it worked out really well. So Ariana's here. She again brings up the Jack situation. Because Jax brought it up last night to other people.
Good God.
And as they're talking about it, Jax is walking up.
They're like, shh, he's walking up. Careful.
Yeah, but
that's the worst when you're trying to like get a bitch session out right before the person arrives.
But I guess Jax is also like complaining, or not complaining, but telling everyone, you know, Brittany just had surgery, her boobs. Which again, sir, we understand, but like also, sir,
it's that he's making it like his thing. He's making it like he should get sympathy for it. Like,
yes,
he walks up and he's like, I just checked on Brittany, and I was like, don't you guys live together? It's like you went to go check up on her, like you're her partner.
She's in immense pain, so much pain because of the boobs.
So I decided to come here and hang out at the beach with you guys.
I'm upset because I can't touch the boobs yet because her ass is in pain for some reason.
So I decided I'm going to come to the beach and hang out with all my friends. Oh, but poor Brittany.
Also, everyone here knows about James showing up to work drunk and him and Richardson getting into it. So then we cut to Pump because Lisa's here with Richardson talking about how James is out of control and immature. And Lisa already knows how James is going to walk in. He's going to walk in and beg for his job and be remorseful and feel sad. And Lisa's not going to have any of it. So James walks in. He feels like shit. He's like, Lisa, I tried texting you to apologize, and Lisa ignored all of his texts.
Love it. Power move.
Fuck you. And then he goes, go easy on me, Lisa. And then the story is James showed up drunk. Kristen was here. And Lisa's like, yeah, why the fuck was she here? First, get the fuck out, Kristen. Yeah, second, so James, no excuse. So Kristen is throwing it in James's face that she's seeing this different guy. So they start Carter, right? That's who she's seeing now. Okay.
At least that's the guy we met last time.
Yeah. It could be any guy for all we know. So they start shouting at each other, and Richardson, because Richardson's working, he's trying to stop this. And then James
starts yelling, need this in front of the guests.
James is yelling at Richardson, saying, you're not talented. You're nothing. You're beneath me. I'm above you. I'm James Kennedy.
I just like imagine sitting at Pump, hanging out, listening to some DJs, some DJ music,
yeah, sipping on my little pumptini. Maybe I'm at the bar. And then you just like see this all legs woman walk in, just erratic, probably chain smoking a cigarette and immediately start fighting. And at first you probably can't hear it over the music. So you can just see that erratic behavior. And then you start hearing it over the music and you're like, I want to know more. And then Richardson breaks it up.
Oh, it's all bad.
That's how I dreamt it up. And
that's amazing.
Thank you.
So what James said to Richardson was obviously very wrong. This man is unhinged.
Okay. Here's the thing. I don't even care because like James is kind of in the service industry at this point, but like nobody in the service industry is below you.
No.
Like
no.
You should be grateful.
Listen, if someone was like, I'm James Kennedy, Richardson is like, who the fuck is that?
Richardson.
My name's Blank. Richardson, manager at Pump.
I don't even need a last name. My name's Richardson.
I'm a manager at Pump. What are you? The white Kanye West? Good luck.
The wannabe white Kanye West.
Yeah, exactly. So the person James is when he drinks is a bad person. He tries to hurt people. And when he's drunk, he hurts himself the most.
Oh, good God.
James is really laying it on thick. But Lisa is done. She's not going to support him. She doesn't think James is cut out for this job. James begs for a 2-week suspension. He's not going to drink anymore. And he starts getting a little snippy with Lisa when Lisa's like not about to grant that to him. He's like, come on, Lisa, are you serious?
Oh, and she's like, how dare you disrespect me like this right now?
She's pissed. She fires James. Who cares about the Pump album? Because James is like, what about my album?
Oh, this is kind of sad though. But this shows like you can't bite the hand that's feeding you. And you have other things at stake. Stop thinking so highly of yourself. Because also, guess what? I'll knock you down a peg or two, says Lisa.
Yeah. Knock yourself down. You're not above anyone. Mm-mm. Fuck caring about Kristen.
Yeah. Okay. And how about we don't show up to work hammered?
Let's talk about the coolest people out there. The coolest people out there see their ex with someone else and play it cool. Okay. Yes. That's cool. This is nuts. So James is all choked up. Lisa and Ken have been so supportive of James, and Lisa understands James is remorseful, but there's got to be a lesson here. You got to grow up.
Yep.
So she says, fine, you're going to bus tables 3 days a week. That's it. This DJ thing's done. You're not doing this album. James apologizes to Richardson. He's thankful for all the chances he gets.
Yeah, he's lucky. I mean, he even gets to set foot in these restaurants. If I were Lisa, it's hard because do you think if James wasn't on the show, he would just be fired?
Yes.
I think he's lucky because he has ties in more way than one.
To the show, to Max. Mm-hmm. Like Lisa knows James's family. Like there's a lot of ties. I do think though James is super out of line. I think Richardson should have gotten like a free punch or something. Like literally
when they were talking in French in front of James.
Oh, I was hilarious.
Like, I was like, that's punishment enough. There's nothing worse than people talking in front of you and you have no clue about you.
Yeah, that's my fear at the nail place. I'm always talking shit
about me.
Okay, so now we're back at the beach. Lala made it. Jax asks where James is. Faith thinks James is coming with a girl, but also Kristen's going to be here. So that's probably why he's going to bring a girl to make Kristen jealous. Also,
he does it too obviously, though. Like, literally. He's laying it on way too thick.
I know. So then Lala is all confused because these sir men, they always need someone to fully commit to so then they can cheat on them. That's a great way to put it.
I was like, that's it. They need someone to commit to them so they have someone around all the time, but they want to go out and do whatever they want.
Yeah.
It's like you're the foundation and they need you to just sit there.
Exactly. So Kristen had her man at the sketch comedy thing, which was last night, and it was Carter. She did this comedy show. Ariana asks if she's been taking classes or did she just decide she's going to be funny, which
I didn't like the tone. Like
I didn't either.
Ariana was like talking down about
it. Yeah.
Because the thing like, is, in my opinion, LA is like the land of opportunities. Like, go try some things. You know what? I wouldn't say like she's probably going to like hit a home run on her first time she's ever going to do sketch. But why are we dissuading people from trying something out?
I completely agree. Also, like, if I have a friend that's like, hey, let's do sketch comedy, I'd be like, okay. But, you know, I probably wouldn't sign up by myself, but my friend thinks I can do it, so I'm going to do it with my friend. Who cares? Especially if
she's, if the friend's a comedian, like she did it with, what's her name, Rachel?
Rachel.
Like, that gives her credibility. Like, they probably worked on it together. You're working with someone who does it.
And Chris has got nothing to lose.
Yeah, but why do we have to put it down so hard? I understand if you're like, well, I do take this seriously. Like, oh, is she taking classes?
Because then Ariana's offended when she thinks Kristen's just going to step into comedy.
Okay, people do, though. People are comedic and have never taken a class in their life.
I agree. And then Ariana doesn't think Rachel's funny, which is a total opinion, okay?
Yeah.
I don't find a lot of comedians funny. Some I do find funny, which probably other people don't find
funny. Doesn't mean she's not good at comedy. Yes. You're not. The way Ariana was talking is like she's the gatekeeper of comedy.
Yes, like, and I'm like, she is the only one that can do comedy.
If you had a sold out tour, maybe you could talk about this.
Exactly. So, Ariana has a ton of opinions about a show she didn't even see. Mm-hmm. And everyone that went says the show is actually really funny. And Katie is really tired of this attitude that Ariana has. Because it feels like Ariana, Katie brings up the attitude and Ariana says she's just pretending to have a good time around them. So, And Katie's like, well, I got to go shoot my next shot because I'm actually doing engagement photos. Schwartz is drowning behind me. I must go.
I can't imagine if one of my friends was like, well, I'm just faking around you every time.
I know. I'd be like, it's not great.
Especially because she's throwing it as a dig. It's not like you're actually have a constructive conversation about like, oh, Ariana, you always seem to be in a mood. And she's like, well, I'm sorry. I'm trying to like have a good time.
I'm unhappy around you. Literally anything. Sheena feels dumb trying to put effort into this relationship. Oh, also she's here without Shay, I think.
Yeah,
no, wait, Shay's here.
Is he?
I don't remember, actually. He's getting drunk in the corner. No one cares.
Tina pisses me off, though, with her like, oh, why am I putting effort into this friendship? Didn't you just say that you missed Ariana being there for you? That's why you should put energy into this, because you want something.
Exactly. So then both Max and James show up with dates, which I thought Max was banging Faith.
Just a little fling. Come on. You got to keep the rotation up.
So we never find out who Max's girl is, but James brings a girl named Laurel. Poor Laurel gets like 2 seconds on the show and it's not in the brightest of lights.
Can you imagine being like, one time I was on Vanderpump Rules and they're like, really, when? And you're like, I went to some beach party and
I met James. My name is Laurel. So James knows what he's doing, but to his dismay, Lala and Kristen both aren't jealous. So now Peter asks what happened this morning, you know, because Peter's got the inside scoop on.
Got the 411 on the restaurants.
So James got fired from Pump. He's heartbroken and he's not trying to blame Kristen, which like, okay.
I'm not going to blame Kristen for anything, but... Good for you.
And speak of the devil and she appears, Kristen.
Speak her name and she shall appear.
She knows exactly what James is doing with Laurel and she does not give a fuck. Honestly, if I was Laurel, I'd be so scared for Kristen to show up because but I don't know.
Do you think Laurel knows about Kristen?
I don't know.
Probably. That's, let's be honest. James is talking about Kristen the whole way over.
Who's not watching this show?
Laurel.
I show up. There are cameras. I'd be like, wait a second. I'd be Googling this dude immediately.
I mean, it's not like she's mic'd up.
No, but I'm on camera. I got to know what's happening. That's just me. I see a camera. I'm like, what show am I on? So Jax talks to Kristen about what Ariana said about the sketch comedy not being funny. And Jax is so upset because Ariana and Tom are all negative. They have a band they want to talk about. Ariana's being a total bitch. It's, you know what, big mistake to come for Kristen, because in therapy, Kristen learned not to be so confrontational But now she's going to be confrontational. So like, fuck therapy. Am I right?
That whole like talking about therapy, I was like, I don't know what you're trying to hit home here.
She's like, my therapist has told me how not to be confrontational. So I'm going to confront them. And I was like,
I don't take no shit. So like, Ariana, let's go.
I was like, there was a missed mark here.
Yeah. I think you need to go back to therapy and talk to your therapist again, because I don't think the message is resonating.
Big mistake. Huge. So Kristen, Rachel, Ariana, Tom Sandoval are going to talk. Kristen comes in hot. So she learned nothing about confronting anyone, because this is not how you open up a discussion.
No.
So she's like, fuck you, Ariana. Basically, her vibe is fuck you for not thinking I'm funny and talking shit on my comedy. And Ariana immediately is not feeling it. So she immediately goes into bitch mode and she tells Rachel what she thought, honestly. And Kristen's mad because now Ariana's coming for Rachel and Ariana's standing up for herself. Like, basically, Kristen's getting heated. Ariana's doing that thing where she's like not that heated because she doesn't care and she's a cool girl. Which like doesn't,
but with an edge of like, again, still talking down to them.
Yeah.
She's like, I've been doing comedy for 10 years.
I am in charge of comedy.
I write the definition and rules on comedy.
I actually am comedy. So,
and you not comedy, not you. Me comedy.
So she's the number one comic in the group. Okay, everyone. So some out of nowhere, Sheena shows up. And Ariana is like, because I forget how it comes up, but someone's like, here's Sheena, your best friend. And Ariana's like, we are not best friends anymore. Ooh. Boom, boom, boom. So then no one here even likes Ariana, according to Kristen. And that's when Sandoval is like, I'm sorry, no one likes you. And Kristen's like, I have super amounts of friends here, not you. So then she gets up. And she walks away, but Rachel stays, which I was like, I feel like Rachel's not mad.
Well, because I feel like Rachel's a real comedian who's like, okay, you didn't think I was funny. No big deal.
Yeah, like Rachel does not give a fuck about what Ariana thinks.
Like, we're not actually friends. No worries.
I love that Kristen like storms off and Rachel like continues to have a constructive conversation.
Oh, God.
So then Jackson Peter admire the sunset, just two bros. Having a sunset date. It's very cute. Jax is really venting. He's done a lot of inner work to look at himself. He hasn't changed himself, but he's looked at himself.
Bought the mirror.
He just hasn't done the work. Hasn't
changed the outfit yet.
Yeah, there we go. So Jax still doesn't know if he's going to jail. He was wrong.
He's like, the same way he was like, oh, Brittany's at home. It's like, I don't know what's going to go happen in Hawaii. Am I going to be in jail for a few days, a month? What?
Everyone pity me. It's the consequences of my own actions.
Yep.
Which is like, I hate when people are like, oh, I'm so scared because I did something so horrible and now I might have to pay for it. It's like, yeah, my guy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So he keeps fucking up. He doesn't know the direction he's supposed to go in. He's not happy. He's figuring it out. That's what the boobs were for, to make him more happy. He doesn't say that, but I'm inferring. He knows he's did the token Jax move by moving in with Brittany right away. He's out of control. He admits he does all the wrong stuff.
One thing that really resonated here was when he said he's always involved in stuff and he feels like if he is not being talked about, like he's not accepted.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is kind of how like I felt in college. Like Same. You kind of get up and you have like your morning after stories and everybody's like talking about the things they did. And if you didn't have something to participate in the conversation with,
you felt like matter.
Yeah. Like you weren't cool or you didn't belong in the group.
Honestly, it's really upsetting that someone in their adult life would feel this way, because mm-hmm. I'd never want to feel that way again. At the same time, I feel like Jax really does this to himself.
Oh yeah. But so he is in the mode of like any press is good press.
Yes.
And anything being talked about is good for him.
Good. Which
it solidifies him in the group.
The number one guy.
He's the number one guy. The more he's talked about. And
it's
upsetting. But to be honest, I feel like there's power in people not knowing things about you with the age of social media. I feel like
I agree.
I kind of come to the point where like there is power in the information you get to share. And I hope that like more people start realizing that like your closest friends should really only know everything about you.
I completely agree. So Jack says there's something wrong upstairs, which I'm like, he should go to therapy. And yep. Peter's face is literally like, what the fuck? I thought we were just going to watch the sunset, drink a few beers. This has turned into a horrible conversation that I don't want to be.
We went from like, okay, I could handle Hawaii and like, man, that really sucks, dude, to like a therapy session with me, but I'm not a therapist.
Peter calls Sarah. Sarah, can you come pick me up?
He's like, somebody but call 911.
Jax won't shut the fuck up. Okay. So Jax feels like he only has Peter, Tom, and Tom, which is ironic because he doesn't seem to like Tom Sandoval that much.
I know. I'm like, okay, way to count Sandoval when you guys are not really friends.
He doesn't want to lose his friends, but he has nothing else. And now Stassi and everyone should be here and Jack should be gone because he fucked up the group when he hooked up with Kristen while watching Drive.
But God.
And he feels like his friends are always making excuses for him. And this is where I'd be like, then my guy, you gotta change your actions. Like
this sounds like we're having a come to Jesus moment. So let's do the action behind it.
This is that moment of like, no one can help you but yourself. Like he's turning to Peter and Peter's like, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you want me to do?
Okay. So next time, Katie's rage texting for 4 hours. Jax needs to stick up for his friend and not throw Sandoval under the bus, which he probably won't do, but that's fine. Sheena is scared. Everyone's going to leave. James tells his mom he got fired. And oh my God, Katie and Sheena are here. I'm assuming Palm Springs
but we'll see.
Okay. Let's do accepted and blocked quick because I want to talk about Vanderpump News.
I don't know. I don't really feel like I have anyone.
Okay, I'll do some accepted. So, I don't know if I want to do this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to accept. Oh my God, I'm going to regret this. I'm going to accept Jax because this could be his come to Jesus moment, right? He's realizing the consequences of his own actions. Yep. He knows he is the number one fuck up in the group and he's coming to terms with it. I have hope.
Well, this weird twist of like alternate universe we're in, I'm accepting Kristen.
Why?
I know she had the James moment, but she doesn't work there. So it's not like she put anything on the line for that moment, but I feel like she handles James at the beach so well. She's like, whatever. And I think it's so cool that she went out of her comfort zone and did a comedy sketch. We didn't really get it on the show, but I feel like she's having like a good moment. You know, she's feeling herself with Carter. She is kind of staying out of like some trouble. Like it could be way worse. So
can I be honest? Kristen was my second.
Oh, I love it.
So we're crazy. Okay. Who are we blocking?
I'm sorry, but I'm blocking Ariana. I think she is getting very negative. I don't mind her like complaining about like, you know, like what she's seeing in the mirror at lingerie, but it continued into every single scene. She was always complaining about something. I love her confronting Jax, but still like, give me something a little bit more pepped up.
Yeah. The beach was rough.
Yeah.
Ariana was also my second. I'm going to block with James. How dare you yell at Richardson? You are above no one. You deserve nothing.
You are actually so below nothing. Richardson. Literally, like what the fuck are you thinking?
If you look at the pump chart, you're below Richardson. He is your boss.
Go look in Jax's mirror so you can see truth and light.
Honestly, so I just think he was absolutely ridiculous. He's trying to make all the girls jealous. Poor Laurel, her 5 minutes of fame are over.
I don't know, maybe she got something out of it, you know, like a few little followers, maybe restraining order. Influencer. A restraining order.
Okay, so that's our episode. Please be sure to rate, review, subscribe, follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta, join our Facebook group, same name as the podcast, and join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta.
Thanks.